For Americans, the colors red and blue are deeply linked to the Republican and Democratic parties, but it's really only been that way since the 2000 election. After all, this is what election night results used to look like on American TV.
Victory. Gentlemen, let me tell you this, if they ever teach this machine to talk, you and I, well, we're out of business.
The wide adoption of color television in the late 1960s and 1970s changed all that, but it still would be several decades before the media settled on the color scheme we know today.
What are the hardest states to turn from blue to red, and what are the easy ones?
President Obama has won every one of these blue states.
He has to turn states that have been voting blue.
To understand where this red state, blue state business comes from, let's go back to the very first time a television network used color maps to report election results. That happened in 1972, which also was the first year that a majority of American television households owned color TVs. Each of the big three networks broadcasted their election coverage in color. But here's what CBS did to differentiate themselves from their competition. They created the first color election map in American television history. And just look at Alabama on CBS's map. That oh-so-reliable conservative state. It was colored pure Republican blue.